Is it wrong to spend time and energy fighting communism? Some Christians and a good number of preachers seem unable to chew gum and walk at the same time. We can't preach the gospel and do our part to fight satanic communism? Anyone saying such a thing is not only an idiot, but they are a lying hypocrite. The fact is, these lazy, incompetent, lukewarm failures see themselves as super saints and present themselves to the rest of the world as too busy preaching the gospel to spend time on politics, but they are deceivers. The lazy super saints. Spend time with these accusers of the saints who pretend to be too busy preaching the gospel, and you will see that instead of spending their time fighting the communist antichrist movement or other non-gospel focused activity and rebuking wickedness among the elite, see John the Baptist doing so in Mark 6:17 through 18, these gospel warriors spend their spare time doing things like golfing, fishing, camping, surfing the internet, picking their nose. In other words, all of us will have to answer for wasted time when we stand as born-again believers at the judgment seat of Christ. But I expect a much better reception for my time spent resisting the satanic liberals who hate Jesus Christ and His Word than the reception these delusional and dishonest super saints, SS, will get for spending that same amount of time doing whatever it is that they are doing. One thing is certain. These SS false accusers are not spending their spare time preaching the gospel, as is evidenced by the fact that they spend so much of that time arguing with people like me. An unwillingness to suffer. The reality is, these super saints should be considered pseudo-saints. With few exceptions, I have found that these people are not willing to suffer for Christ, and as long as they toe the line as good, submissive sheeple to the left in this country, then they don't have to worry about suffering. Therefore, they convince themselves that fighting a satanic movement bent on destroying the Church of Jesus Christ by dismantling the God-ordained constitutional republic, see Romans 13:1 through 5, which provides us with the freedom to preach the gospel here and abroad, is not real ministry or not serving the Lord. Their self-deception is so obvious that nothing more need be said. But the real motive behind their self-deception is fear. And that very spirit of fear is exactly what Paul told Timothy, writing God's inspired words, that God has not given us. The phrase, "God hath not given us the spirit of fear," is so abused and taken out of context. It is quoted about going to a job interview, facing a surgery, bungee jumping, getting a root canal, etc. But the context of the passage is about personal ministry and the testimony of our Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. That is the spirit of these super saints. They want to pretend that the only thing we are called to do as Christians in regard to the outside world is preach the gospel. Yes, that is one of our main biblical duties, and yes, that is our priority to the lost world around us. But that is not the only biblical duty of the Bible-believing Christian. Jesus and Paul demonstrate this. Suffering for politics? Just read from Matthew to Hebrews. You may find this hard to believe because the oft-repeated lie, but you will find Jesus and Paul spent most of their time doing other things and not preaching the gospel. That is a fact. And they not only dealt with personal matters and church issues, but they dealt with theological issues, political issues, false teachers, etc. 1. John got his head cut off for rebuking King Herod, not for preaching the gospel. 2. Paul was executed after appealing to Caesar in his fight against the Jewish leaders, not for preaching the gospel. 3. Jesus was crucified for being, falsely, accused of claiming to be a king, not for preaching the gospel. It is true, Jesus died for our sins. That is the purpose of his death. But the legal justification for killing him was for political reasons. His death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel, and the reason he died was to save sinners. Yet, he was sentenced to death on political charges and for political reasons. And throughout church history, Christians were rarely executed under the plain, blatant charge of preaching the gospel. That was Satan's motive for wanting them dead. But the charges and reasons given for killing them included false charges like sedition, insurrection, child abuse, incest, atheism, cannibalism, etc. Christians were rarely executed for preaching the gospel, but for resisting political pressures to pay a license tax to preach, offer a sacrifice to the local gods, bow to political figures, etc. The real super saints. My point is to make you aware of the fact that Satan wants to silence you by any means possible. Some can be silenced by threat of government penalties. Some can be silenced by peer pressure or even spousal threat. Some can be silenced by something as little as losing a friend if they persist in speaking out. But most are silenced out of a spirit of fear, as we read above in 2 Timothy 1:6-8. Those fake super saints are actually cowards, and they come at you in an effort to silence you as you preach the gospel and stand for righteousness against evil as a result of a guilty conscience and an effort to justify their own failure. Whether it's a spouse, close relative, church members, pastor, neighbor, it does not matter. The real super saints are those who are willing to lose all if necessary in order to remain true to all the counsel of God and to obey his commandments, not only to preach the gospel, which is our priority, but to also speak out against the godless communism that is being established in this country in order to silence the gospel witness and promote the coming Antichrist and New World Order. We close with some scripture to read and meditate on. In addition to those given above, while we are not promoting a persecution complex, where people do dumb things with the desire to be persecuted, we are promoting an attitude of persecution willingness. Every Christian should be bold as a lion, a man or woman on the run or cowering in submission to godlessness and wickedness is actually exposing themselves as having the heart of the wicked. Proverbs 28:1, KJV. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. May these texts and others you find in your daily Bible reading and further study of God's Word encourage you to be part of the remnant willing to stand and, if God requires, to suffer for the cause of Jesus Christ on any and all fronts. Isaiah 66:5, KJV. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Mark 10:29-31, KJV. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Matthew 24:9-10, KJV. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Acts 5:41, KJV. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. 2 Timothy 3:12, KJV. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 1 Peter 4:16, KJV. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 4:19, KJV. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. You have been listening to Is It Wrong to Spend Time and Energy Fighting Communism? Written by Pastor Greg Miller. Narrated by Frank Antino II. For more Bible teaching and articles like this, visit bbfohio.com. Thanks for listening.